If we don't go for our transformation now, we will just continue to transfer all those narratives, all those negative thoughts, all that feeling of being stuck, all that overwhelmment. Welcome to the Overwhelmed to Resilient podcast with Dr. Phyllis Hayes Reams, the one-stop podcast for Christian women who want to unplug from feeling overwhelmed and plug into their inner superpower of resilience so that they can live a life of peace and joy and in God's purpose. Hello, welcome to episode number 6 of Overwhelmed to Resilient. I am Dr. Phyllis, your host. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about the topic, what doesn't get transformed gets transferred. I am listening to a wonderful book by Pastor Michael Todd, and it's called Damaged Yet Still Good. Actually, it's Damaged But Still Good. It is a wonderful book. And as I've shared with you, I love books. From a little girl, I can remember always having a book as my mom would go to meetings or we were waiting for my brother for his music practices, rehearsals, or his football practice, his baseball practice, whatever it was. Because there's 10 years between my brother and I. And so I was the little sister tagging along, but I always had my little book bag or, you know, some coloring activity. But I love books. I'm at my happiest when I could just go sit in a library or I would get a new book. And I'm like that now. I have a tendency. I just love books. What I found with my time is that time, and also because I spend a lot of time at work, you know, on the computer, I just like to hear. And it's important for me to control what's going in my ears. So I listen to podcasts. I listen to books. Audible has become a great friend of mine, and the other ways that you can listen to books. There's multiple different apps and different platforms that you can listen to books, but it's a great way to inspire yourself, to learn, to get encouragement while you're in the car, while you're getting ready in the morning, while you are on your, you know, stationary bicycle. As I said, I think I mentioned walking outside, or just when you feel like your brain is starting to get some bad stuff in there, is you can tap into listening to some great books. And so Pastor Michael Todd has this really great book. And so again, it's called Damaged But Still Good. And he makes a comment in the book and I don't want to be spoiling anything, but I'll just say that there's a part in the book, he brings up the statement, what you don't or what doesn't get transformed gets transferred. And I just think that's so powerful. And I agree with it 100% because if we don't go for our transformation now, we will just continue to transfer all those narratives, all those negative thoughts, all that feeling of being stuck, all that overwhelmment, just from situation to situation, from season of life to season of life, never feeling joy and peace. We keep putting it off. And so I think about it, you know, all right, many of you know, I love football. I love football. And used to love playing flag football. I tell you, with all this flag football going on right now with our kids, oh, I If it was that big when I was in school, I would have been all over it. You know, they're pushing to get it as part of the Olympics, which I hope happens. I'd be all over it. But thus I digress. But, you know, it was football season. And I think about the different positions. And the running back is the one who's passed the ball. And it is their job to push through whatever obstacle, whatever person's trying to tackle them, look for an open space and just run the ball. With the goal is to get to that end zone and make the touchdown. And while that is great for a game, for a football game, it's not the best way to live life. It's not the best way to live life. Just basically taking your life in your hands, like you've got that football and you're just running. Your sight, your vision is only on the end zone. You are not trying to look at or experience what's going on. Again, that's wonderful for a football game. We want that to happen. But it's not the way to live a life of purpose, joy, and peace. It's not. And I know, as I've shared, because I was that running back, just, you know, life was living me. I just had my eye toward the end of the next achievement, the next task, get it done. And just trying to basically deflect, right? Those impact of things in life, you're just pushing through. But when you do that, you don't experience life. You're not present. And I've shared that with you. There were many years that I wasn't really present and enjoying the experience. And I want to say as well is that if we don't try to get our transformation, if you don't try to get your transformation and transform your approach to life, how you experience life, if you don't do it now, you're basically just transferring those old narratives from person to person, situation to situation, and you're not getting any better. How many people go through life putting off what they're wishing for, what they're dreaming for, waiting that, okay, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do it after my next birthday, or I'll do it when my kids get to a certain age, or I'll do it when I get that certain job, or I'll do it once I move to a certain location, or I'll do that when, you know, this person changes. Or there's always excuses that we can make. Often it's because we're afraid to do the work that's required to make the change, to gain our transformation. And to really be resilient, which, as I told you, my definition of resilience is to be able to live your life in whatever season, present with joy and peace and purpose, regardless of what's going on, regardless of what's going on. That's what resilience is. Resilience is not sucking it up and just absorbing everybody's issues or situations' issues and playing the martyr and letting life live you instead of you living life. That is not resilience. That's being overwhelmed, as we talked about in the previous episode. That's just being functionally overwhelmed. It's only when you can fully be present and have the courage to face what is causing you to be overwhelmed, those old narratives, those people in your lives. And I'm not talking about age. I'm talking about that old thinking, those old experiences that keep you stuck. It is only until we deal with that can we truly be transformed. Can we truly be the woman that God has created us to be? And it's only then can we truly live a full life and have joy And we don't have to put that off until life seems perfect, because life is never going to seem perfect. It's never going to seem perfect. So we need to give that up. I know we live in this world where we see people on social media, or we see them on TV, or, you know, whatever. We see them out in public and we think they have it going on in life. Nobody has a perfect life. Now, people may have a season where things seem like they're smooth, but no one has a perfect life. Those that are happy have found a way to be content and tap into their resilience, which means being present, right? Present, intentional, and living in God's purpose. That's what's resilience. And again, that's in any season we find ourselves. We have to do it now. And you can do it now. Often we say we don't have time, or we'll, as I said, we'll do it tomorrow. How do you know you're going to have tomorrow? How do you know that you're going to have the physical strength, or the physical, the mental strength, or the, you know, how do you know? How do you know you're going to have that tomorrow, a week from now, a month from now, a year from now? This is not being gloom or doom. This is just being realistic. You have to make every day the best you make it. You have to. And it is a choice. We don't have a choice of what life throws at us all the time. Now, there are some situations that we walk straight into. Look, I am the witness. I am my own witness. There are situations I walked into with my eyes wide open, and I could have kicked myself for doing that. I could have kicked myself for doing that. I really could have. I could have kicked myself for doing that. So there are some situations that we walk in with our eyes wide open. But more times than not, we can't control people. We can't control situations that we find ourselves in. So we have to decide that now is the time. Now is the time to transform and to find the courage, find the environment, find the atmosphere that we can get our transformation. Otherwise, you will be like that running back, just running through life, pushing through, knocking everybody down, inflicting pain sometimes. Or not inflicting anything, you're just running through, closed off. And that's when you start to feel like nobody cares. I'm the only one who feels this way. I'm all by myself in the world. And that's the kind of what we call stinking thinking, where Satan gets busy. Oh, he loves that. He loves when our thoughts start getting just crazy. He loves it. He loves it because he can get busy. So I really want you today to make a commitment that you will seek your transformation today. Don't put it off. Seek your transformation today so you don't continue to transfer and carry over all that stuckness, that stinking thinking, that gloomy cloud, that not being present and life living you instead of you living your life. I want you today to get your transformation so that you can be present and you can have joy. Even when it's raining outside, you can have joy. I want you to get it today. And if you need a coach, if you want a coach who is willing to dive in with you to get that transformation, I want you to go to my website, Dr. Phyllis Hage Reams, all one word, www.thebestofyourself.com and see what's available to you where I can help you reach your transformation. I'm here for you. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Because in the next episode, we are going to be talking about what happens when overwhelmed women leave. Till next time, I'll see you soon. Take care now. Bye. Thanks so much for joining me today for today's episode of Overwhelmed to Resilient, where we unplug from feelings of overwhelm and plug into our inner resilience so that we can live lives of joy and in God's purpose through mind, body, and faith reset. If today's episode resonated with you, please subscribe. And if you know someone who would also find value, please share it with them. I look forward to being with you every week. Take care, and I'll see you next time for Overwhelmed to Resilient.